Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome in, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being a Trillville Thursday indeed, as everybody's preparing for the impending snowpocalypse of 2025. Be reasonable, people. Be reasonable. You don't need five loaves of bread. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, I mean, just be. I know that other people want some, but what's happening, man?
Be neighborly.
Yeah, as we are, it's Thursday. Like you said, and you said it best when we were talking out there. The anticipation what got people, because you remember
it's the buildup.
My wife told me this 2 weeks ago. They said it's supposed to snow in a couple weeks. Like, all right. So I'm like, you know, whatever. I already been in snow. I'm cool on the snow. So, but yeah, it's going to be interesting. However many hours when it starts tomorrow. Don't even know what time exactly it's going to start tomorrow. But anyway, if you're out there, anyways, now be safe, man. Because it's like we say, it's brick out there. That Hulk. So y'all be careful, be safe, and everything like that. But yeah, it's gonna be an entertaining thing. We already got a new schedule for us here. You stand in the telly, I'll be at the crib. You stand at the telly, I'll be at the crib. Uh-huh. But we'll definitely get the show going tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be on there.
Yeah,
we'll be on there at 11 a.m.
Yeah, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about that.
You can worry about it.
You have to worry
about us and everything. And if you can't
be on
the roads,
you all will be.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're going to be up to. I don't know what the roads are going to be like and all that kind of stuff. But 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, you can count on Andy and Randy being on your radio or on your Odyssey app.
Yes.
You can take us with you. Put us on your, what are those little guys you talk to that live in your house? The Alexas.
Yeah.
Say, hey, Alexa. Play 92.9 The Game. Bang. Yep. Andy and Randy right there.
It is.
There you go.
But you got to go. You got to do 0.9.
Oh, you do have to say 0.9.
Yeah. You got to make sure you say 0.9.
92.9.
Yeah, you got to say 0.9. And then, because it's so funny, that's how my aunt addresses it.
How smart are you, Alexa?
That's how Aunt Pam addresses it. My nephew work at 92.9.
Well, technically, she is 100% right.
Technically, she is.
She's 100% right.
Yeah, man. It's a good night and a night of one, two, three.
The football begins tonight.
Five nights of playoff ball.
Playoff football begins tonight. And they scheduled it just right.
Yes.
You got the standalone college game tonight. You got a standalone college game tomorrow night. You got two games on Saturday in the NFL. You got three games on Sunday in the NFL playoffs. And you got the one game on Monday night. So, yeah, five consecutive nights of playoff football. And we'll talk all about all those games throughout the show today. Another thing that's happening here, because the Falcons are not a part of the playoffs once again for the seventh consecutive year, is end-of-season press conferences.
Yes.
Obviously, Raheem had his earlier this week. As we speak right now, unless he's late, Terry Fontenot has started his press conference up at Flowery Branch. So the assembled media is up there getting ready to pepper him with questions, get the hard answers. And he is going to duck and dodge and not tell you anything.
Yeah.
And we'll do our best to compile some of those answers and play them for you as the show goes on.
Yeah, man. I mean, Terry's good at doing what he does.
Talking without saying anything.
Like all general managers.
He's really good at it.
Like all general managers.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've talked to a lot of general managers, and a lot of general managers are good at it. But he is, because he's so friendly, you know? And he almost he'll make eye contact with you and
he doesn't break
eye contact.
His eye contact is strong.
It's like, dude, I kind of want to peek at my computer real quick, but you're still answering my questions. I'm not going to break eye contact, I'm going to stare at you. And then luckily, we take turns asking questions, right? So, like, then it's your turn. It's like, oh, thank God. Now he's going to stare into Randy's soul for the next 35 seconds.
You can't break me now. I'm going to stare right back at you.
I'm not going to break eye contact.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I'm going to give you a nod and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we've interviewed Terry Fontenot a million times. We've maybe gotten three real answers.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's a good ratio. I always go into it thinking to myself, like, what's the topic that we can ask him about that we're most likely to get a real answer to? You know what I mean?
Thing, maybe.
That's today, right?
Yes.
I think the thing that you're most likely to get, the thing that you're wondering about, I think you're most likely to get a real answer on is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not they will, I don't know. I know people will ask about it. I know everyone's up there getting ready to do their jobs and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, there's no reason to sugarcoat that one.
Yeah.
I mean, they benched him. They're going to have to move on from him. I guess they probably want to try to play their hand publicly as they have a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Make it seem like they want to keep him so maybe they can trade him. Or maybe not. Maybe they give you an honest answer about it today and we find that out. Other than that, I don't expect to really learn much about what the plan is or anything like that.
I don't think it serves them any good to let anybody know what the plan is with Kirk Cousins. You know, I mean, obviously we all kind of know what's going to happen, but at the same time, you don't want to go ahead and put early stuff out there, you know, as far as what the situation is going to be with him. Because they already know. You're not going to sit there and tell me, we've got to evaluate nothing like that.
I can tell you right now what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
They're going to cut him before that
$10 million bonus.
Before that $10 million bonus hits in March. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to eat like $40 million worth of money, mm-hmm. and Kirk Cousins is going to sign a veteran minimum contract with the team next year.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
Yes, we all know this. But he's not going to come out there and say all that stuff. And then you look at probably what happened with some of the free agents and everything like that. So, I mean, it's just going to be one of those things. I do not think he's going to be fired after that. Like they did Antonio Pierce.
Oh, right.
Like
that. No, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's
I guess you learned
happen.
That by the fact that Terry Fondo yes. takes the microphone today yes. is a good indicator for anyone who was yes. wondering whether or not he'd be fired that he won't be.
Yeah,
that's something.
Yeah, that's not going to happen something anything like that. And then, obviously, if there's going to be some staff changes, usually, you know, it's a news dump Friday, so something happened like that, I don't know. But, that's pretty much what's going to happen today as far as Terry's. It's going to be a lot of the same questions, just worded different to him, and he's going to do his thing and step on him and walk around him and all those other different things. But, I mean, nothing you can say right now is going to, you know.
That's the thing.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the thing. There's nothing they can say about what just happened, the changes it or fixes it or changes the way you feel about it. They could tell you a thing or two about what might be about to happen, but they probably won't do that either. And then, you know, the message will be similar probably from him as it was from Raheem, which is, you know, we got to fix it, you know. And I guess the question is, how do you fix it? And I'm sure he'll get into that a little bit here and there. But, yeah, I mean, it's unacceptable.
You're right there. They're happy to keep Kurt as a backup. Yeah, right.
Well, I'm sure you're.
Yeah, right.
Sure you would be.
Yeah, right.
Although you're not happy about that. Like, no. you may be because of the circumstance that you're in now, but you're not happy to have a backup quarterback that you're paying $45 million to if that were the situation. But that won't be the situation.
No, it won't be. But, you know, it is what it is. But this team has, you know, and I don't think it's a major overhaul for this team. I think you got to add some parts, especially on the defensive side of the football. But I don't think it's like one of the things where this is like you got to rebuild everything. I don't think they're at that point because of the young talent that they have on the offensive side of the ball. But I do think that you've got to, first of all, you got to get your young players to take another step. The young players on that defensive line that are going to contribute to what you want for. And then you got to bring some influx and then some veterans that can contribute right away. You got to find some veteran starters for little money. You know, if you don't want to draft a corner in the first round or something like that. But, I mean, this team is going to have to, you know, do more with less because of the fact of what you're going to have to give up as far as salary cap positioning and everything with the hit that Kirk Cousins is going to get.
I hate that. You're right. But I hate that. That also doesn't count as an excuse.
No.
Like, before, at least, it was an inherited hamstring, right?
Right.
It was like, okay, we can only do this. We have to be creative with our money because we inherited a bad salary cap. I mean, if any conversation about the bad salary cap is brought up, the quick reminder is you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't get, you know, you don't get any sort of grade on a curve like they did in the first couple of years with that, right? And I'm with you. Like, it's not a major overhaul, but they also have to do the hardest thing to do, which is find a stud on defense.
Yes.
Like, they got some good players on defense, but if this defense is ever going to actually be, like, a top 10, like, you know, like, championship caliber side of the ball, you got to find a guy on that side of the ball like Bijan on offense.
Right.
Like, Bijan is a legitimate, like top tier offensive player in
yes,
the NFL.
He is.
And
yes.
and he's in his second year. Like,
yes.
that's you talk about where the running back power rankings are right now. Like, obviously Saquon had an incredible year. Derrick Henry had an incredible year. There's a handful of different guys. They're all a bit older than Bijan is. Bijan's kind of the one that's still ascending
right.
as opposed to either plateauing or maybe even
okay.
on the downside.
Him and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is unbelievable as well. You got to find a guy like that on defense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good
luck.
That's been true for a long time.
Yeah. You got to find a guy like that on defense.
Haven't found him.
You got to find like it. But, no, I mean, yeah. So, you get this over with Terry. Probably going to be like an hour or something up there. Seeing some clips come out. If all parties are all for it, then they are open to trading Kirk Cousins and everything. If I'm Kirk, I ain't going nowhere. I mean, if you trade me, somebody's willing to trade for me. Yeah, but where is it? Because he does have that no trade clause,
right. So he kind of holds the cards.
He has all the leverage in this situation.
Brutal,
which is brutal that
brutal.
You would give a quarterback coming off of a
yeah.
Achilles injury, that kind of leverage as far as the no trade clause and the fact that I still believe the thing we said it, you know, back when they signed him, was he going to get that anywhere else?
I don't think so.
Yeah, and so, you know, you got to outbid against yourself.
He bent over backwards to do it because I don't know.
But sometimes you got to do that.
Sometimes you do. Yeah. Sometimes you do. Yeah. And I think you had to go a step further to get him than Minnesota was probably going to go. I don't know who else was in the race to get him, whatever. Ultimately, it doesn't matter now. But, yeah, that's wild, man. A dude plays like that, and you don't even want him, and he still has all the leverage because of how you negotiated it. That's what it is. That's what it is.
But we got a football game. Got a football game.
They won't play for 9 months, so I guess we don't have to talk about them anymore.
Exactly.
We do, but.
But, big game tonight. Down in Miami. What about the weather like? Because they're talking about this chilly. What I saw this morning is sweater weather in Florida. Mm. I was like,
people in Florida have sweaters?
I wish I would. I mean, it would be so funny because you would talk to some of the old guys when they, like, if they ever turned their heat on. Like, what's that smell? Because you live in South Florida and you never have to use it or turn it on or anything. And I go back, I'm just like, I think I wore a coat in Miami, Florida because it was cold like once. Mm-hmm. And it was like 50 degrees.
Game time weather, according to AccuWeather, is 57 degrees.
That's cold down there.
That's pretty cold. That's cold in Miami. That's pretty cold for Miami.
Yeah, that's cold down there. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's always sweater. Yeah.
For Notre Dame and Penn State, that's going to feel fine.
Perfect. Yeah. That's going to feel perfect. Though, that's cold down there. That's leather jacket. That's blankets and everything. Hoodies. Well, they were hoodies anyways in the summer down there. But, yeah, that's exactly what that is down there. But, it should be an interesting game. I know we talked all week. I was like, Penn State. The way Marcus Freeman looked at that damn press conference yesterday. All right, with James Franklin going on about the conferences and look at his hairline.
Yeah,
Marcus, he smirked a little bit. Oh, his piss hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Marcus Freeman. Oh, yeah.
As much as I agreed with what James Franklin said, I was like, what are we talking about right now?
Exactly.
Like, where's the focus at right now?
I heard Elle say this morning, and she could be – she probably has – this is probably a little bit of – Durant Higgins keep all 14 of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, the other guys, they got to split it amongst the conference. They get to keep all of it. So does that go into the fact where – well, y'all get $14 million more of an advantage of getting good guys.
I half wonder if Notre Dame wins the national championship this year. Like, no one's going to do this, but there's going to start to be conversations about, like, should everyone just go independent?
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's so much conversation about conference hierarchy, and the anti-SEC folks want to throw stones at the SEC for this season, and the Big Ten people want to brag that this is a great year for them, whatever, like. If Notre Dame goes on to win the national championship, they're not in any conference.
Nope.
So who's the powerful conference this year?
Exactly.
None, I guess.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about it. Is like, I mean, the whole throwing stones at conference, I just don't understand the loyalty to a sack of teams. Like, what about your team?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about your team? And,
right.
You know, and I was raised this way. If your team ain't in it, we don't root for no damn body.
Yeah, man.
That's how I was always raised in sports. That's how I raised my kids in sports. I don't want to hear no damn nothing else about nothing. We ain't in it, so it sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want my team in it.
Yeah.
I want my team to win it.
Yeah.
If my team doesn't win it, there's no happy. Now,
no.
There's different, you know, like there's different teams and different reasons, like, as we have all these different crazy, you don't really do this, but like a lot of different sports fans have all these different crazy, like, all right, I don't like these guys because of this. I like these guys a little bit more because of that.
I don't like nobody.
Fair enough. Between these two teams, I don't care for either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would rather have Penn State than Notre Dame because Notre Dame's Notre Dame. Like,
right.
Simple as that.
Right.
Notre Dame beat Washington on my 21st birthday and ruined the day. So
did it ruin the day?
It ruined the morning.
I'm about to say.
The afternoon and the evening
were fine. Didn't ruin the day. You turned 20 damn one.
Yeah, no, we salvaged it.
Yeah, I'm like, you turned 21.
Yeah, no, we rallied. We gathered. We made it. We made it work.
Yeah, like, come on, man. No,
But Penn State beat us in a bowl game a couple years ago, too, so I don't like them either.
But see, the thing about you is you hold grudges.
Yeah, of course
you have serious sports grudges.
That's what every sports – well, not every. That's what most sports fans do.
I don't – yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Right, okay, fine.
You're an outlier.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not. I am not. I reached out to people.
Who?
I am not an outlier.
Who are these people? Other former NFL players?
Most people I know.
Okay.
All right. Those are most of the people that I know.
Other people that can watch it reasonably because they had success in the game? Nah, man. All us crazy sports fans, we all hate everyone for various different reasons.
Hey, speaking of Bijan, Bo just tweeted this out. He was the number one fantasy running back.
Hey! Hell yeah.
He'll be the number one overall pick next year. Book it.
You think so?
That is my honest opinion. That's who
didn't
should
we
be,
take yeah. him number? Well, we got the number 2 pick, right?
Yeah,
we took him.
Mm-hmm. And it ended up being a great pick, seeing as how what he's surrounded by.
Still didn't make the playoffs.
Look, if you look at the top 5 guys, we got to go. But
yeah. Oh, we got to go. Bo almost screwed us all over, and he's the one who's supposed to keep us on track. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending, kick off the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We gave Kirk Cousins 2 years guaranteed. So when you do that, you expect to get high-level quarterback play for 2 seasons. We understand that didn't happen. Nobody was happy to make the switch at that time, and we wanted to, again, to get that high-level quarterback play for 2 seasons. So now what happens is we had to accelerate that plan and go to Mike earlier. And yet we're the allocation at the quarterback position, the cap allocation is we're 8th in the league. That's what we had planned for where Kirk is the starter. He's not the starter anymore, but we're very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup.
There you have it. That's sort of the money quote from Terry Fontenot's press conference thus far, which is ongoing at Flowery Branch right now. But yeah, that's Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot from just a few minutes ago saying, quote, we're very comfortable moving forward with him, Kirk Cousins, as the backup. Clever way to spin it in saying that we're 8th in the league in terms of quarterback allocation. And that was the plan, although we just had it reversed, of course, in our real plan. Where do you think they would be in terms of, say, Kirk Cousins is the backup? Where do you think they would be in terms of backup quarterback allocation? And by how far would they be first?
Well, I would say first.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be close.
No. Kirk Cousins, if he's the backup, which he won't be, for the Falcons next year, would make more money than the next 10 backups combined. Maybe 5. 5 to 10 backups combined.
He'd be higher. He'd be paid higher than all the quarterbacks at NFC South combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starters. And backups.
Yeah. So, yeah, that ain't going
to
happen.
So that's a fun way to say it. Yeah. Obviously, it's not the way you wanted it to go. And he said that, too. To me, and, you know, who knows? We could be wrong about this, but I don't think we are. This is what you do. This is how you posture publicly to make it seem like you want to keep him and you're happy to keep him. And
this is business, man.
Therefore, if somebody wants him, then they've got to come make a trade with you.
Yeah, but this is just business, man. This is the business of football, and this is what you do when you make mistakes and you're trying to, you know, because the thing about it, he's owning to all of them, just like Rod did, you know, and I think that's better than, you know, than what we were hoping they wouldn't do, coming in with this positive attitude and all that other crap.
Yeah.
No. It stunk. And you sit there and you let them, the reporters, Joe and D-Led and all those people up there, Mark Zeno, question you about the suck part of it. Not what's going forward, not what we got coming back, or what happened and why this season was such a disappointment. He's absolutely correct. You put it in on you were going to get 2 years of Kirk. Now, I always thought it was going to be 1 for some reason, but I didn't think it was going to be 14. I didn't think it was going to be 14 games.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? What's the reason? Because there's a reason.
What?
You said I always thought it was going to be 1 for some reason.
Yeah.
I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, I believe it.
Because he's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The same thing we said. The same thing time. When you were up there at training camp and said. Me and you said in the offseason they signed him.
It's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade. But be careful falling in love with the upgrade and confusing that with something else.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. It's all good, though.
Not really. Not really.
It's all good. It's all good, but hey.
Not really.
The experiment didn't work, and now you're up against it because you're going to have to pay this man regardless.
Might be the ultimate Kirk Cousins finesse of all time.
Oh, no
because
doubt.
Because he's been a finesser.
But he
one of the finessiest.
He didn't mean for this, though.
No, he didn't. Yeah, but he's going to get $90 million for 14 games.
He didn't mean
for this. No, of course. He would have preferred to have played better and been here and been the starter and all that kind of stuff.
But finessing is finessing.
I mean,
I got mine.
He's not going to give it back.
Hell no.
You know?
Hell
he's
no.
going to gladly accept it.
You know
it.
What? You didn't live up to this contract, so we want the money back. Hell no.
Nah. I don't think we're going to do that.
Nah,
can give it to me and I'll leave.
Yeah, I'll go about my business.
Yeah.
You know, y'all got my route and the tracking number.
Yeah, you guys have that, right?
You got all that, right?
You got the
number,
direct
route number, all that.
It hasn't changed.
It is. It's the same account, all right? Even though I'm on another team, it's the same account. And I expect it to be there every second Tuesday.
Every second Tuesday.
Every second Tuesday. Every second Tuesday.
Oy. All right. Hopefully Michael Penix is just absolutely phenomenal.
You better be.
I hope that he is. All right. Here's James Franklin, who has a football game tonight. I'm sure he talked about the football game, too, but he also said this stuff.
I think it should be consistent across college football. Again, this is no knock at Coach or Notre Dame, but I think everybody should be in a conference. I think everybody should play a conference championship game, or no one should play a conference championship game. I think everybody should play the same number of conference games. Just the numbers are going to make things more challenging if you're playing one more conference game. I just think things need to be consistent across college football.
I agree with a lot what he said.
The last sentence is yes.
But why is he saying it when Mark is sitting right there, and no offense to these guys, like, that's something that could have waited.
Very much.
You know what I mean? But what,
if I'm Marcus, I've just been like, in my opinion, everyone should be independent.
Yeah.
Everyone should do their own thing, do whatever they want.
That's why I was
then it would be consistent.
But looking at Marcus' face while he was doing that, like, oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
You worried about this, huh?
Yeah, you worried about this. What I'm saying, you worried about this right here.
You know what I'm worried about?
I'm worried about kicking y'all ass.
Yeah, trying to win this football game tonight.
Exactly, man. And it's going to be a challenging game for Notre Dame offensive. Now, if Abdullah don't play, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But he's going to play.
He's going to
play. How effective? Because he's the best player in this game.
Yeah. And it's his shoulder.
Yeah, I think it is, yes.
Right.
So, now, how effective is that going to be? But he's the best player on that on the football field tonight. I like Drew Aller, you know, because he's played a lot of football and everything. Don't know if he'll hold the ball like maybe, you know, like Gunner did last game and everything. But Notre Dame, their coach, he just seems like he just ticked off right now. And I think yesterday kind of put it over the edge. Because I trust him more than I trust James Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust him more than I trust James Franklin.
Me too.
So that's my thing. If Penn State wins it because they got better players. But if it's like coming down to the edge, I got to take Marcus Freeman.
Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame beating Georgia last week is bigger than any win James Franklin has.
Yes.
I mean, no offense.
Yes.
Obviously, they've won a couple games to advance where they are.
Yes.
In the college ball playoff.
Did he have some upsets at Vanderbilt? Did he have some upsets at Vanderbilt?
Nothing like beating the number two ranked Georgia Bulldogs in the college ball playoff.
I was just thinking about that. He had some nice wins.
Yeah, for sure. And he's won a couple of the games at Penn State.
Yeah.
But, like, this would be the biggest win at Penn State so far, by far.
Because
then it would get them to the national championship game, of course. And look, I mean, that's still a part of it. As much as they've won a couple playoff games to get here, it was a nice path. I mean, when we saw the bracket come out, everybody looked. It was like, all right, I mean, if Penn State just plays as well as they can, they'll win these games.
Yeah.
They're that much better than these teams. They're not that much better than Notre Dame, if they're better than Notre Dame at all.
I agree with that.
It's going to be, you know, this is a real test. And problem is, nobody's been able to make Riley Leonard throw the football yet.
Yeah. And they're going to have to do that.
If they do that,
they're going to have to
It's a real, interesting Penn as far State, as what Notre Dame's offense
Penn State is going to have to make him throw the ball. You're 100% correct. They had one pass over 12. The biggest, largest pass they had against Georgia was 12 yards.
Yeah.
You know, I knew he threw the touchdown pass, which is the most important pass.
Sure.
But, yeah, 12 yards. So, if Penn State can bow up and make him have to throw the football, Penn State got him. If that's the case, I think Penn State wins this football game if Riley Leonard has to throw the ball.
Yeah. I think that's a huge key for them on defense. I think if they can – I mean, Aller can throw, and obviously Warren's a great player, and they want to get him the ball a lot and all that kind of stuff. But if they can just lean on that two-headed monster at running back, which I think they can. Like, I think both those guys are so good.
I just think, like, if Notre Dame doesn't double the hell out of Warren, and Penn State does a great job of putting him in different places so you can't find him and double him.
You kind of have to, right?
But you got to
double him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, they receivers are all right. Just like Notre Dame's receivers, they are all right. But there ain't no game breakers over there. So, yeah, I would double the hell out of him. Anywhere he goes, do like they used to do Gates back in the day, where they would do a double Vikes like it was a punt team. Everywhere he went, they had two dudes on him.
Ultimate respect.
Oh, hell yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah. No, I got no arguments with that. We don't have to play this audio from Bill Belichick, but we talked about the Bill Belichick report late in the show yesterday. We'll get back into it later in the show as well. But, yeah, I mean, Tom Brady called him. Tom Brady called him and asked him if he would interview with the Raiders. He hasn't done it yet.
Right.
But there's multiple teams apparently interested in Bill Belichick as at least an interview candidate.
He can't leave, man. He can't.
He can't even interview.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. You can't go for the interview,
Bill. Can't interview.
No, you got –
you take the job.
Yeah, I saw this morning he was, like, trying to – like, Bill is, like – and I love his first presser, what he was talking about. Like, Bill don't give a – Okay, guys, listen here. So I got to go to class, all right? I don't give a damn about the team GPA, then, but you got to go to class, okay? All right? I'm getting y'all ready for the NFL, not to be your damn rocket scientist, okay? All right? So just go to class. Do the, you know what I mean? Because, like, I saw he's bringing up the coach from IMG to be a part of the staff down there. Like this is some big-time hustling
idea. Yeah, he's building a little facility
exactly.
Over there.
If he can get those kids up there. And now you're starting to see these transfer kids. And North Carolina is, like, on the choices, a lot of them now, too. So, yeah Bill, like, hey, man, just go to class.
Yeah, he's getting the money together. He's getting the former bag men at all these different schools together.
Just go to class, all right? All right, go to class.
What if he leaves?
That'd be so foul.
So foul.
That'd be so foul.
That'd be way worse than what he did to the Jets all those years ago.
Yeah, oh, no doubt about
way
it.
Way worse.
Yeah.
He's been out there in Carolina blue, recruiting people, going to luncheons. You can't leave now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. We'll let you hear a little bit more from Terry Fontenot coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Imagine being snowed in at his house.
That actually happened.
Yeah, that happened.
I was going to say, every time you went to his house, you were probably snowed in one way or another.
Yeah, well, that's how they got Eddie Murphy's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all snowed in.
All right, Eddie, we got no place to go. All we can record it.
Yeah, come on, Eddie. Come on.
Why you want to hurt me?
You know how famous and successful you have to be in so many different ways for all the people around you just to be like, all right.
Oh, hell.
Go ahead.
Eddie, that thing jamming. I'm going to tell you what, though, Bon. I'm going to tell you this, all right? Yeah, that Jello, man. I listened to it yesterday going home, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I like it. I'm not going to put it, it's not bad. I actually like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Because it has that early 2000s.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, it got that. And they say, who was on the thing?
Talking about LiAngelo Ball's song, Tweaker.
Is it Garland?
Darius Garland?
Darius Garland. I think it was him that was on SportsCenter this morning saying, because they asked him, they said he's dropping another one on tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they drop another track tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I like it.
The weird thing, though, for me, though, let's break it down, and then we'll get to Terry Fontenot, which is not as important as breaking down this song. The chorus has those vibes.
Yes.
The verses sound modern.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's kind of hooky-booky-ish.
Yes.
You know, there's some... What do they do? Whatever they do to their voices to make it sound like that. The auto tune. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like
it. So it's kind of a combo.
Yeah.
I like the chorus.
I don't like
the verses.
I like it, man. I like it. Good for him. Man.
Yeah, no, it's good awesome.
Now, is
it's
this, awesome. Could this be an anthem?
For what?
I don't know, man. You know these kids children got anthems and everything like that. You know, I don't think it's going to be that. But it was good, man. I can't even hate on it.
It's going to be like, it'll be the anthem of this year's NFL playoffs.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, you're going to hear it a lot.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him.
Good for the streams are huge.
Good
like, the amount of listens that he's had on all the different streaming platforms are crazy right now.
Good for him, man.
Yeah. No, it's a talented family. It's a talented family.
That's why I love the dad.
Yeah.
He was right.
I mean, he's talented, too.
Outside them busted up ass shoes.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Outside them busted up ass shoes.
Cuz kind of feel like maybe that messed Lonzo's career up a little bit, having to wear those shoes.
Busted up ass shoes.
Hey, but Lonzo's back. He's back. He's playing all right.
Yeah, but no.
Somebody will trade for him.
I like it.
The backup point guard. Possible.
For who?
Team that needs a backup point guard.
For who?
This one.
No, who trade for who?
Lonzo. I would.
Yeah. A defensive point guard that can do that? I like it.
Yeah. I don't know how much money he makes.
I like it.
Yeah. I would think about it. Oh. All right. Terry Fontenot is still probably meeting with the media. Oh, it's over. All right. It happened. So now it's past tense. Terry Fontenot met with the media up in Flowery Branch today. End of season press conference, as they always do. Wrapping it up. We played you the Kirk Cousins clip, the money quote so far from the whole thing, which was, we'd be happy moving forward with him as the backup. Right thing to say. Honestly, just take it for what it's worth. That would be fine.
Yeah.
Like, if Kirk Cousins was the backup for Michael Penix next year, pretty decent backup option to have.
No,
better than most teams' backup.
He'll be the best backup in the league.
Probably. As long as he doesn't play like he did against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Like, he comes back a little bit from that. But, I mean, if that is what actually happens, it's not the worst thing in the world. I just don't think it'll happen. Yeah, it just doesn't happen that much. You know, they just don't. It just doesn't happen very often. You know what I mean? Like, it's not to say that it couldn't.
I don't think he is one of those dudes, but I'm forcing my way the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm forcing my way. I'm not saying he's built like that or anything like that.
I don't think that that's a criticism. No, I don't think being built like that would be a criticism.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think he'll do it in the most polite way that a person can do it. But that man views himself as a starting quarterback
like
in the NFL.
Yeah, like back in those old duels where dude would take off his glove and slap the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, he'll slap you with his glove.
I challenge you to a duel. That's what he's going to do. But he doesn't want to be the backup quarterback. No. He wants to be a starting quarterback for another team. And, I don't think it'll get ugly just because the parties involved are, you know. But if it has to get ugly, like, Kurt's agent is not scared to muddy it up.
He is not.
Like, he's gonna get what he wants. Yeah. Like, I would be, honestly, just sort of predicting what happens from here. We kind of talked about what we think will happen from the Falcons' perspective. I wouldn't be surprised if Kirk Cousins starts week one for some team next
year. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not giving Kirk Cousins 10 more millions of my dollars.
No.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
But you don't get $10 million roster bonuses to be the backup quarterback.
It never happened.
No.
No,
you can't do that.
No, you have to go.
Yeah.
And he will be like, all right. Well, let me go. Well, we got a trade partner. No, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, not interested because he has a no trade clause.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah, the problem is, though, is like the teams that might want to trade for him are also the teams that would want to sign him in free agency, too, right?
Yeah.
So if he goes to free agency, I guess he has his pick at that point, but like, you know, it's not like he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Chiefs, you know? Like, he's not going to be the starting quarterback for a good team next year.
Right.
The teams that would be interested in trading for him are the same teams that would be interested in signing him, and that would be Cleveland, if they don't figure it out, right? Like, the Raiders, I guess, if they don't draft a quarterback.
Right.
Gap quarterback year, maybe with the Giants, like you talked about, maybe what their plan is. Like, it would be a situation like that.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a good situation. No, it'd be a situation like that. Anyway, here's Jerry Fontenot talking about how nobody's happy about the way things went.
I'll start out by saying how disappointed we are in the result of the season. A lot of people put a lot of work into this, from the players, the coaches, the entire staff, everybody in the building. A lot of people put in a lot of work. And so when this is what the result is, nobody's happy about that. Most importantly, we're disappointed for our fans. We know all the support that they give us, and we know you deserve better. It's our job to get right into this offseason process and look at every aspect of everything that affects football and make sure we're doing everything we can do this offseason to put us in position next year to win more football games.
Ugh. I don't think that's going to make anybody feel better.
No.
But at least he said it.
Yeah.
And he's right.
Fans
deserve better than that.
They do deserve better than that. I mean, that is, you know, I know how mean you felt about it, but I'm not mad that people had expectations for this team.
No.
I'm not mad that people got excited for this team, because you're supposed to. You're supposed to be excited about it. If you're not excited about it, then why watch?
Yeah. There's always, like, different layers of lying to yourself that you have to do leading into a season.
Yes.
If the team's really good and the roster's really good, you don't have to lie that much.
Right.
If the team's not any good, you lie to yourself a little bit more. But you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get yourself where you need to be when the season starts to convince yourself that, well, everybody's 0-0.
Yeah.
Everybody's got the same chance. No, they don't. Some rosters are better. Not everybody has the same chance. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. Like, and this is what I always tell people whenever we do, you know, you do some of these interviews when something big happens here and you talk about the Falcons in different markets and all that kind of stuff. People talk about the fans sometimes because I think a lot of times the national media misinterprets what the Atlanta fans are like or what Falcons fans are like.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that the Falcons still have fans is because Falcons fans are great.
Yes.
If they weren't, they would quit by now.
Exactly.
Because they haven't been doing anything to earn it.
Mm-mm.
And it's been going on not just for these 7 years they missed these playoffs.
It's been going on for 50 years.
Like, anytime anybody calls in who's been around for a long time, they've got stories that go back to the 70s of heartbreaks that they've had. Like, the only reason the Falcons still have fans is because they're diehard.
Yes,
That's why.
They are. And those are the ones that you love, man. You love those because, you know, I think that the ultimate disappointment is, you know, the letdown of having expectations when, you know, when in the back of your mind that expectations are like, but they are this team.
It's
always in there, and it has always been in the back of that for a fan base like this, like the Falcons. So yeah, you're disappointed for letting those people down and everything. And right now, as we stand, and it can be completely different when we get up there in July for training camp, the fans will be back, able to come back and watch practice and everything like that. The hill will be open and all those different things. And so when we're talking right now, it's early January. In July, late July, whenever training camp starts and we're up there, it's going to be energy.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
all be back.
It's going to be love.
Everybody will be back by
then. Yeah, but that's why I said earlier, I'm glad that you didn't hear from Roth. You didn't hear from any of the players. You didn't hear from Terry today about the positivity going forward. Let's handle this disappointment and everything right now. And then, again, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow as far as, you know, a news dump on a Friday or something like that. But let's go on tomorrow. Monday morning, we got to get to work.
I will say, if you were ever going to news dump, like if you were going to fire a guy after you had all your media availability, just, you know, for the sake of argument, doing it on a Friday in the middle of a snowstorm would be a pretty good time to do it.
Yeah.
You're just going to move on from your defensive coordinator or something like that.
Right.
Because he didn't want to answer questions about it today or on Monday when you met with the media. Tomorrow would be a good day to do it because by the time they meet with the media again after that,
it'll be draft time.
Be months later. Yep. They probably would have moved on from Cousins by then or whatever they would have done. There'll be five other things that are bigger stories than moving on from the defensive coordinator.
Correct.
You would have hired your new defensive coordinator by then, all that kind of stuff.
Because if you're going to do this, the good ones are all interviewing this week for other jobs. So if you're going to find John, get one of those guys, you need to go ahead and get on it. Get on it.
What's the argument for keeping him? Like, we did this on Monday for Fontenot and Raheem.
What is the argument for keeping Jimmy Lake? I don't know if there is one.
It's hard to come up with one.
Yeah, it's really hard. But then,
I guess my argument would just be, like, firing him kind of is a little bit of scapegoating.
Yeah.
Just because that side of the football, we talked about at the beginning of the year. Like, you know, even after they added Judon and Justin Simmons, like, still, to me, the ceiling for this team, and this is before we knew Kirk Cousins was going to fall off a cliff, the ceiling for this team was based on the limitations of the defense.
Yes.
The defense was limited even with those additions. We didn't know quite how bad it was going to be at times. But the personnel that they put together on the defensive side of the football was nothing to write home about.
No.
Now, it was worse than expected at different times. Like, you had guys in the secondary just flat out couldn't tackle.
Right.
You had three different defensive backs that were top 10 in the NFL in terms of missed tackles, including A.J. Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think he got better as the season went on, but, I mean, you know, like that. I guess Jimmy Lake could teach them how to tackle better.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But, like,
where would he be?
It all comes back to me to who's on the roster on that side of the football.
And that's
you got to improve.
So that's what you're like, well, what would it be like if he had better players or something like that?
It would be better.
Would the defense be better? Would his job be easier? Yeah, probably. That's why I go back to your original point, though. Somebody got to pay for this. Somebody's got to pay for what happened this year. And it's not going to be head coach. It's not going to be the general manager. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be offensive coordinator. It's probably going to be the special teams coach.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Jimmy Lake.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Special teams wasn't any good this year.
Oh, Jimmy Lake.
Yeah. There was a...
That just seems like it.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And then
too.
It goes back to, all right, now, do you make other adjustments to your staff? You know, offensively, do you go find? Because, and the other irritating thing was, you know, he asked the question about Kyle, and he's like, "It's our job to help him." And no, it's his job to help his damn self.
Yeah, man,
it's his job.
You guys have done
everything you can.
You've done everything to help.
Now they don't use him enough, in my opinion, but sometimes that could be from. Because they don't trust you out there.
Right. I think at this point, that's got to be part of it, right?
Like, they don't trust you out there.
If this was like early year two after he went for 1,000 yards, like, man, why aren't you getting him more involved? This is late year four. It's like, we get it. You see what it looks like when he's out there a lot of times.
You understand. They're going to have to figure that out. But, it's going to have to be – it's something that – like, they just can't stand pat. They can't. They got to figure out something. You know, I'm not saying that because – it'll satisfy people. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, okay.
Here we got to satisfy
the masses. Here, right. we'll give you this guy. No, it's got to be that because you just need better.
Yeah. Like, it will satisfy people if those folks get fired because people are you know, you want your pound of flesh and all that kind of stuff because the season didn't go well. But that's not why they're, at least I hope. If a team's doing stuff like that to appease angry people on social media, you got bigger problems than what happened on the field. You got to make changes because what happened on the field wasn't good enough.
Exactly.
So, you know, everybody always wants a coach to come out and trash a guy, but, like, that's not really how it works. that's not really good business. That's not really good coaching. You have to protect what's going on inside there because you work with those guys every single day.
Right.
As good as it might feel to come out and yell at a guy publicly and trash him and all that kind of stuff, you can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
Because you need him to play.
Exactly.
You need him to block next Sunday.
Yeah.
So you need him to trust
you. That goes back to, like, we talk about accountability and things like that. Like, the one thing we always talk about, the players know. The players know. And you could be as cool with the player on the team as you want to and everything like that. His teammates looked at him like, damn, dog. There's no. Now, these players are different now. Believe me, they are different. When I hear people talking about, we're having a problem with players being late a lot and everything like that.
Yeah, I heard that in Miami.
Like, what do you mean players are late?
Yeah.
What the hell do you mean you're late?
Like, first of all, you're a pro. But also, who's a vet in there that's laying down the law?
And that's exactly my point.
What are we doing?
Who the hell? Where's the leadership at? We didn't play that. We didn't play that being late. We were like, well, people are always late. The good players were never late. The leaders on the team, we were never late. Now some of them young whippersnappers, they be late. But you know what we do? We get in their ass.
Yeah, late once.
Yeah, you late one time.
Yeah,
I've never had a teammate that was always late. Have I had a teammate that was late for? Yeah. Was he mostly a young guy? Yeah. Did we get in his ass? You damn right we did.
It's a different day.
You damn right we got in his ass.
It's a different
day. And me as a young player, I was never late.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about it wasn't one of the things where I was running into the building. No, my ass was there.
Do the easy stuff.
Show ass up.
This applies to life. All right, maybe you're not the most talented. You can be on time.
Like,
maybe you're not the most talented. You can work hard.
Man, well, I'm late.
You can be polite. You know what I mean? Get the easy stuff right. All right. This hour has been brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. We'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle. There's 6 playoff games this weekend. We'll talk about all of them coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.